Back home now, and new figures show Australians are going broke at the fastest rate since the global financial crisis. Over 7,000 Australians went bankrupt in the March quarter, according to the latest figures from the Australian Financial Security Authority. Hardest hit were people in Queensland and Western Australia, the nation's once thriving, resource-rich states. David Taylor reports.
Bronwyn Rushton is a 46-year-old disability support officer living in Penrith in Sydney's west. She sought financial counselling after finding herself unable to make ends meet.
And I guess for me, I felt like I was failing for the first time in my life. I'd always had everything in control, and it was something I had no control over.
Her first marriage broke down, leaving her to look after her five children in government housing. She says it's been a challenge working out what expenses to prioritise.
You know, HSC years and formals and, you know, your electricity bill and your phone and your internet and everything else. It was tough. And I mean, look, it's catch 22. You know, you want your kids to do well, but you can't kind of do that without the internet.
How far short did you fall on a monthly basis?
Look, on paper, always in the red, but I juggle something. You know, look, we'll go smaller on groceries so that we can pay the phone, or we won't pay the phone so we can pay the electricity. I tried hard to juggle it, and I could only do it for so long, and that's what led me to Wesley. I said, I can't do it anymore.
Bronwyn Rushton is part of a growing number of Australians seeking financial counselling. In fact, charity organisation The Wesley Mission says it received over 6,000 calls from financially distressed people last year alone. Keith Garner is the CEO.
But at the moment, there's a real sense in which there's a problem out there.
Queensland and Western Australia, where debt is the highest, accounted for most of the increase in individual bankruptcies. Redundancies, falling wages and sliding house prices are some of the reasons behind the financial distress.
For many, many people, we're finding that they really can't even meet basic needs and debts. If the car breaks down, and the car, remember, isn't a luxury for many people, they need it for work. If the car breaks down, they can't do with that. If they get an unexpected health fund bill, it's difficult to pay it. Now, when that sort of thing is happening, you really do have issues that you have to face.
Mr. Garner says he's particularly concerned about Australians with mountains of credit card debt.
And credit card debt is at really very, very high levels. You know, we meet people where when they look at their credit cards, they're almost like a pack of cards. There's that many of them. Store cards, cards, all kinds of ways not to be able to have to address today the problems that are building up.
And the solution? Well, the Wesley Mission is calling on the government to provide more financial education.
Look, I think we need not only more people available to help folks before it gets too difficult, before they're over the edge of the cliff. I think we also need much more financial counselling and much more financial... We need much more financial education in our schools with our young people and with families so that the issues that people are having to face, they're equipped to deal with them.
Bronwyn Rushton now has full-time employment and she's living in private rental accommodation. She's urging other Australians in financial distress to ask for help.
When you do get to a counsellor, you've got to be open and honest and say, look, you know, put it all on paper. This is what comes into the house. This is what comes out of the house. And take the advice.
A spokesperson for the Minister for Social Services, Christian Porter, said the Department of Social Services offers free and confidential financial counselling services to anyone in financial distress.
David Taylor reporting.